You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. One of the most uncomfortable places we can find ourselves is when we're stuck in indecision. We can have a decision that we need to make. It might be in our personal life or in our work, but we just can't seem to decide on the next right step. We can spend days, months, even years going round and round in circles because we just don't know what we think we have to know in order to make the right decision. This plays out in a few different ways. It might be to stay in the job or accept the new offer. It might be where to go on holiday, or it might even be what to have for dinner tonight. We indulge in worry, which only serves to keep us stuck. What I want to offer you is the idea that being stuck in worry is totally optional. We think that it's what's going on in our lives that's causing us to feel worried. But it's because of how we're choosing to interpret the situations. It's the thoughts we're having about the circumstances we face that's really causing us the worry. Worry is an interesting emotion because often it's not even about us. We worry about what someone else in our life is doing or not doing. We make their actions and their decisions be a source of worry for us. What's most likely happening here is that we're distracting ourselves from things in our own life that we do have control over. We're using all our brain power and energy to focus our concern on what someone else is doing or not doing. What is fascinating about this is that worrying about someone else does not help them at all. It only causes discomfort within us. It can feel kind and it can feel loving, but it's not serving you or them to indulge in worry. Plus, 90% of what we choose to worry about will never actually happen. It's like we're suffering about a potential future, not actually about what's happening right now. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca said, we suffer more in our imagination than in reality. So where today can you lay down the worry and direct that energy to something more worthy of your love and attention? That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100 Day Journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you as always for traveling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.